So welcome to the Healthy Eating for the Holidays webinar. This is Dr. Chuck Berg, your host, and well, folks, here we are. Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year. I guess it's that time of the year where we tend to want to indulge, and in fact, indulge we do. So first of all, let me comment that many of our emails that have gone out in anticipation of this program spoke about talking, or I should say they spoke specifically about managing sugar, practice portion control, substituting healthy ingredients. And yes, we did mention this, but as far as I'm concerned, this program is going to be that and so much more. But before we jump into intentions of the program, let me comment on a few of these issues. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I know, it's been everywhere in literature, magazines, television, radio. Sugar seems to be the nemesis for the human being. So here's what I've learned over the last 10 years of study, being part of the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, being part of the Nutritional Education Program, the New Jersey Chiropractic Society. I want to chunk this down into some simple and manageable facts. First of all, here's what we know about high levels of sugar intake. Insulin. What is it? You know, we hear about insulin all the time, and let me just share this with you. Insulin is a hormone that's produced out of our pancreas, and what its job is, folks, is to simply take sugar and get it into the cells so that we can have energy. So it's pretty damn important. However, the problem is when we have too much insulin, we wind up having high levels of blood sugar that winds up inside of the blood. We create a condition of insulin, hyperinsulinemia, and I don't want to get technical, but when we have this, we've got high levels of blood sugar causing all sorts of complication in the body, with the one word that I want you to tie in high sugar and insulin with, and that is inflammation. Now, it just doesn't end there, and it is very complicated, but another hormone, a buddy of insulin, is called cortisol. Cortisol is produced by the adrenal glands. Both of these are fat storage hormones. So, bottom line is that if we create a high level of insulin and a high level of cortisol, which is what sugar promotes, we are going to gain weight. Secondly, another very important point is that cortisol is called the age accelerating hormone. And once again, to keep this simple, we are a society that puts so much effort into our aesthetics. Even if the sugar doesn't seem to be affecting you, what it will be doing is helping to extract the turgor from our skin. What happens when we start losing turgor to our skin? It starts to drop or droop, and it's the thing that causes a great deal of lines and problems with skin. And for our very aesthetic society, which is extremely focused on youth, most of us don't like the concept of early aging. So I'm sitting here with a book called The Basic Principles and Practice of Anti-Aging Medicine and Age Management, and what they're acknowledging is that the thing that impacts cortisol the greatest is stress. Now, boy, oh, boy, it's a perfect time to talk a little bit about that, since we know that holidays tend to bring a great deal of stress into individuals and into families. Well, let's talk for a moment about what I call triggers. Folks, it's not a matter of just choosing to take in foods that aren't really the best for us. If we're really honest with ourselves, there's some sort of an emotional component. We call it stress. It acts as a trigger. So when people get stressed, what do? We reach. Some people reach for drugs. Some people reach for alcohol. And a lot of us just looking for that simple thing we call comfort food. So the idea of this program the intention of the program is to what I call trying to bring more awareness to ourselves so that we can become the watcher of the thinker. Now, that does not complicate it. If we can somehow slow ourselves down and identify the triggers that tend to then create our reaction to reach for foods, and usually sometimes not the best of foods, that will really help us to stay mindful and to put some attention onto this game of awareness. You see, rather than just talk about foods that are good or not good, what I really want you to get from this short little webinar today is an understanding of what makes me tick. What is it that signals? What is it that gets me stressed out? And with that being said, I just want to bring up a very simple little concept of what I call time management. You know, this is one of the key factors in life. Time just ticks away. We're told that we have 86,400 seconds in every single day, in every single 24 hours. And as I always acknowledge, remember, you are the Spielberg of your own life. Nobody is sitting there, none of us are sitting there with a gun to our head or somebody placing a gun to our head, dictating how we will allocate these 86,400 seconds. So many years ago, I heard this concept and I thought it was really cool. I'd like to share it with you. It's called the 5P principle. And what it simply means is that proper planning prevents piss poor performance. So let me say that again. Proper planning prevents piss poor performance. Why even bring that up? Well, here we are at the holiday seasons. Folks, if you don't put together a strategy, if you don't have a plan going forward, then what happens, it's almost like waking up and you didn't put your alarm clock on and you're behind the eight ball. There's no reason for that to happen. You know, a lot of times you try to make analogies and metaphors. Well, as far as I'm concerned, the holiday seasons should be very similar to that of a football game. Now, regardless of whether you play football or not, we all kind of know that on a Saturday, collegiate teams, or on a Sunday, professional teams, none of them just show up at the football field. Rather, they have implemented a very specific strategy of what they're going to do on offense, what they're going to do on defense, and their goal is to work the plan the work, and work the plan. My question to you is, what is your plan? And I'm not going to sit here and be a policeman and telling you how to do it. I'm simply going to ask you to please, in advance, with a calendar, acknowledge a simple procedure to get your shopping done, to get the things done in advance so that we don't run around like a chicken with an egg, increasing our stress, and what happens? Increasing our insulin, increasing our cortisol, increasing our age-relating or age-accelerating hormones, putting fat onto our body. It just doesn't have to be that way. Second point, practicing portion control. Here's what I found. The statistics demonstrate that the average American is simply eating. Yes, you and me and everyone around us, we are eating 30% more than what we need. So folks, putting together a strategy, maybe if you heighten your intention. Hey, I'm going to a party on Friday night. I am sitting down here. I am acknowledging. I am trusting myself to make good decisions. I'm going to go there. Hey, it's the holidays. In part, have something. Have a drink. Have a beer. Have a glass of whatever. Eat some fun foods. But most importantly, acknowledge the fact that we don't have to have the volume of food that we take. So that's really what I want to talk about with regards to practicing portion control. It goes back to, again, an awareness, a consciousness. I have learned that most of us live an unconscious life. We don't see ourselves acting and reacting and having the behavior patterns. It's easy to see it in others, very difficult to see it in yourself. So please, I want you to get out of the automatic old behavior patterns that you have lived time and time again. All right, more things. Since stress seems to be the biggest key significant word that implicates poor eating, anxiety, tension, etc., what can we do? I mentioned earlier about interfamily stress. You know, there are people who, by their nature, they are simply argumentative. So here's what I have to say. What I learned in reading some material on Buddhism was we can choose a response. Quote, I would rather be at peace than the need to be right. Listen to that again. Choose to rather be at peace than the need to be right. Who do you know in your world who seems like every single thing that takes place is a person's need to have rightness, to be correct versus your wrongness? You know, it's a simple point, and if you take away nothing but this particular quote tonight, this will be so helpful in you navigating the choppy waters of interpersonal relationship. Yes, I would rather be at peace than the need to be right. Here's another one. You cannot argue with a non-argumentative person. Yeah, you can't argue with somebody who doesn't argue back. Be that person. Anybody else's need to be right is their issue, but I would rather be at peace. I have embraced this philosophy, and I can only tell you it has brought down stress levels, and I hope that you can share this with others and children, because this way they don't have to grow into argumentative adults. And lastly, please start practicing living in the now, not yesterday, not tomorrow. Here's what I've learned about the power of now. It's actually a book written by Eckhart Tolle, T-O-L-L-E. If you like this message, go and grab that book. Folks, I cannot tell you how valuable reading has been in my world to hear the philosophies of hundreds of different people, extracting those that you resonate with and allowing them to be inordinately helpful, not only for the holiday season. Folks, as much as we marketed this little webinar as eating healthy for the holidays, who really cares about just these next 10 days or 2 weeks? What I'm hoping for is that some of the principles and what we're talking about this evening will so resonate with you, you're willing to take some notes and put things down and make 3x5 cue cards for yourself so that you can read this over and over. Why? Because without the cue, it's gone. It was there for the moment, it made sense, and now you're back to automatic behavior. So here's again where discipline comes into play. This is worth it. It enhances the quality of your life going forward in your accountability to wanting to eat bizarre foods and excessive foods and bringing yourself back to a reality and an accountability of saying, no, I'm eating more than 30% more than I need. My goals, my intentions, what I want for my future is to grow older gracefully, and you will not have that if we continue to eat 30% more, because food, folks, is either something that supports your health or detracts from your health. Volume is a factor, and choices. You know, it's simple. Everybody, you know, in our office, we use these purification programs, an opportunity to spend anywhere from 10 to 21 days eating vegetable-based foods and eating foods that are without additives, colors, dyes, chemicals, chemically modified foods, genetically modified foods, and people come back with all sorts of accolades about how much better than they feel. People with fibromyalgia who no longer have fibromyalgia, aches and pains can dissipate. I never, ever understood how profound food and its ability to harm or to heal. Another great question in anticipation of going out for the holidays is to ask yourself some important questions. Yes, self-questions. First of all, in the past, how did I feel after I gorged myself in previous parties and events. That's a way to stay conscious. That's a way to stay in tune with trying to help yourself go off into that, once again, unconscious state, automatic, old behavior me. So stay mindful. Ask these questions. If you're willing to, take out a 3x5 card and put a couple of these questions. Stick it in your pocket. Read it before you go out. That's mindfulness. It's a start, folks. And if this is something that makes sense to you, participate. If you think it's silly, continue with your behavior and see where it gets you. Please, this is coming from a wonderful space of love and concern and compassion for others. This is what I've tried to do for myself, and so far it's worked reasonably well. If we don't stay conscious, we simply default back just like an old software program. Cannot tell you how valuable all of this is. So look, we understand that sugar is huge, practicing portion control, and substituting healthy ingredients, it's real simple. If there's an opportunity to see a crudité of some sort of fresh vegetables and fresh fruit, know that that is the food that's going to support and enhance. It's going to give you all of the phytonutrients that are necessary. Maybe utilize that as your little appetizer before you go in for some of the heavier stuff. But folks, all I can say is that the understanding that the human body is something that we only get one time around. We can't be towed, right? When we stop working, it's done. The choices that we make, the daily choices, actions, and habits that we engage in every single day are the things that are going to enable and allow ourselves to grow older gracefully. I believe that most of us want longevity and quality of life. And if that's the case, we have the right, we have the ability to make these decisions and choices each and every day. And ladies and gentlemen, it is the daily choices. So once again, I emphasize, I certainly appreciate you coming in so that we can try to navigate the holidays and do it in a bit of a healthier manner. But that's only a week or 2 weeks. There's 52 in a year, 52 weeks in a year, and there's a good chance that many of us are going to live well into our 80s, 90s, and maybe even 100. And here's the other powerful thing that I need you to know. The human body, despite some of the poor habits that we have engaged in over the years, the body has the ability to transform itself, to create new cells, to rehabilitate organs. And if there is a system in the human body that I've learned over these last couple of years, it is the human digestive tract is where most of the important things will happen. If we have considerable inflamed digestive tracts, it's going to impact everything from our blood to our bone to our ability to digest to the ability of our immune system to function right. That's right. You check it out. You Google it. 80% of our immune system is in the digestive tract. It's fascinating. When we open up our digestive tract and take out all of the folds in the 27 feet of intestine, it equates to approximately an entire tennis court. That's how much surface is out there. So the question is, what's in that digestive tract? When was the last time you've ever done any kind of a detox or a cleansing program to try to help and support the major organs of your body? For many of us, we've never done this. And it was only 2 years ago that I was made aware of this and participated in the 21-day purification program. Since then, we've had a great number of patients choosing this only to find dramatic changes in how they felt, in their energy, in their weight loss, in their blood chemistries, their triglycerides, their cholesterols, all coming down dramatically with no chemicals and no drugs. So Going forward, I'm going to just simply plug that if there's anyone who is truly interested in trying to make a transformational change in your life, please, after the holidays, give us a call, ask and inquire about the 21-day purification program or the maybe easier 10-day blood sugar program. But anyone who's looking to make a serious attempt to make this new year, in advance of the new year, something special, something life-transforming, please be in touch. I want to be an educational source. I want to be a motivating force. I want to know that my time spent here doing my work as a chiropractor and as a holistic health care counselor has impacted people's lives. It gives me great joy. So be kind to yourself this holiday season. Thank you so much for taking time. It's taken about 21 minutes. Please take some notes. Think about turd, jot it down on paper. Create the strategy. Let's go into this holiday season with an awesome strategic way of minimizing poor choices, eating more healthy, and truly embracing what the holidays are all about, being together with people who we absolutely love. I thank you. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful holiday season.